chapter number 11 this morning. While you're turning there, let me ask you, how many of you worry? Be honest. Most of you honest, the rest of you lie. How many of you doubt? Deal with fear. Anxiety. Join the human race.
Amen.
Doesn't make you weak. Doesn't make you lesser of a child of God.
That's right.
Makes you human. Amen. Thank you, Brother Todd. Matthew chapter number 11. I sure wish you'd pray for me this morning. I told Brother Chris I ain't got a whole lot of notes, but it's all jumbled up in my head. And I know what I want to tell you this morning. I just pray I can get it out like I want to. I know what God wants to say to you this morning. Matthew chapter number 11, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, and it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard, say the next three words with me.
In prison.
Where was he?
In prison.
In the prison. The works of Christ, he sent two of them of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John, say the next word with me.
Again.
Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. Jump down to verse number 11. Jesus has this to say about John. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a, say it with me, greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding that he is the least in the kingdom of heaven, is greater than he. John the Baptist, the great preacher of the New Testament, is in a prison, and what he has been preaching and what he has been telling and what he has been believing, he is now doubting. Not long ago, we saw John come in camel's hair, locust and wild honey, preaching like a wild man out of the wilderness. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now John finds himself in a place where he's doubting what he preached his own self. Before you get down on John, Jesus said there ain't none better than this man.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to lay just a little bit of groundwork. You got to understand who we're dealing with. Not many people had a resume like John. Not many people could say I come on the scene like an Old Testament prophet, but wound up a New Testament preacher. Amen. Ain't nobody else I don't reckon could say that. But John could. John wasn't just some kid fresh off the bus route who didn't know his Bible. John wasn't a brand new convert who had just got saved and didn't know much about the Lord. John was a very special person. I want you to notice this morning his esteemed position. John was chosen as the forerunner of Jesus Christ. John paved the way for the Lord to come. What an esteemed position, a prophet, a preacher, a forerunner of Jesus, but yet we find him in the prison doubted. Then we find him down.
Right.
The Lord sends a message and says, show John again. This morning for a few minutes, I want to preach to you on this thought. Lord, show me again.
Amen.
Is there ever a time in your life when you need God to show up?
Yes.
You know it in your head, but in your heart, it's pretty dismal and pretty gloomy. Have you ever come in down and dragging and just ready about to throw in the towel? And the Lord do something in the service, do a song or do a message. The Holy Spirit show up and sit down in your lap and say, hey, let me show you again.
Amen.
Let me remind you again where you were 10 years ago.
Amen.
Let me remind you again what I did in your home. Let me remind you again what I did in your family. Let me remind you again what I did with all your sin.
Amen.
John had a great esteemed position. He was the forerunner of Christ. He was the one God chose to go before Jesus. He was the one prophesied about in the Old Testament that said he would come, and he came. I like what the Bible said, in the spirit of Elijah.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
He didn't come on the scene performing the duties of the priest after the order of Aaron, but he came preaching. I like that, Brother Todd. He came preaching.
Amen.
A lot of people don't mind a little speaking, but they don't like much preaching. Amen. I'm glad God called me to preach.
Amen.
I'm not just get happy about that. I'm glad God called me to preach.
Amen.
He came preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Why a forerunner? Jesus knew if they wouldn't hear John's message, they probably wasn't going to hear him. And he didn't. But John came on the scene in an esteemed position. But then he had this famous eternal proclamation. I just want you to know who we're talking about. I want you to know who it is discouraged in a prison. I want you to know who it is who's doubting. This ain't just some run-of-the-mill. This is John the Baptist. And what I'm trying to get through your skull this morning is if John can doubt. If John can get low, and John needs the Lord to show him again, you and I surely are going to find ourselves, maybe not in a physical prison, but in a prison of bondage, by an oppressed spirit, or a spirit of depression, get us down and have us doubt. The devil will even tell you your life ain't worth it. I've seen him convinced. Somebody said a Christian can't kill themselves. Why, surely. If you're saved, you're as capable of anything as anybody. You still got a body of flesh. Somebody said, I don't believe you can do that if you're saved. You can do anything. Believe me, I saw me do a few things I couldn't believe I did. Same's true in your life.
Amen.
These people that preach sinless perfection, I worry about that crap. If I ain't found one yet. I've been in this business 30-something years. I ain't seen the perfect Christian yet, or the perfect church for that matter. If there was a perfect church, there would be zero people in it. Because one would ruin it. Somebody said, we're looking for the perfect church. If you find it, don't join it. You'll mess up a good thing. Amen. If John can get in this position and John can get in this place, you can. And chances are somebody is this morning. You got on your Sunday go to meet clothes. You got a King James Bible in your lap. You got a smile on your face. I don't know what it looks like inside your heart. His esteemed position. Then it that famous eternal proclamation. John is baptized in Matthew chapter number 3. He looks coming down the road and he sees the Son of God. Y'all remember what he said?
Yeah.
Probably one of the most quoted statements in the Bible, John quoted. John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He said, there he is, boys, that's him right there. I'd know him anywhere. I met him when I was in my mother's womb. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I'm glad he didn't say taketh away the sin of a race. I'm glad he didn't say take away the sin of a country. I'm glad he didn't say take away the sin of the wealthy. But for the cross he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, John nailed her down. Only twice in the New Testament is it referred to as a lamb. Once in Acts, once here. But then when you get to the book of Revelation, 23 times you'll find the lamb. Thank God for the lamb. He didn't say, behold the king. He didn't say, behold the lion of the tribe of Judah. He didn't say, behold the lily of the valley. He didn't say, behold the rose of Sharon. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Brother Charles, I don't know about you, but I don't believe I've been quoted that much. Probably one of the most quoted statements in the Bible. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Over 2,000 years ago, and we're still preaching it today. That proclamation that John made was an eternal proclamation. He didn't just save in the past. He doesn't just save in the present, but he'll save in the future. Thanks be unto God for it. Remember who we're talking about this morning. We're talking about John the Baptist. And John says, go see if it's really him. We look for nothing. See, circumstance will change the way you think. Circumstance will change the way you think. And it can happen with a phone call. It can happen with a text message. Just like that. John, his esteemed position, the forerunner of Christ, his eternal proclamation, behold the Lamb of God. But then we see John in his excellent privilege. His excellent privilege in Matthew chapter number 3. You know what John does? This man who's depressed into prison, you know what he does? He baptizes Jesus. Ooh. Jesus comes down there and says, John, I need you to baptize me. John said, you need to baptize me. Jesus said, no, you don't get it. John, I need you to baptize me. John is in the muddy River Jordan, holding, listen to me, the creator of heaven and earth in his hands. I mean, faith, that's who we're talking about now. He's got the head of the creator of heaven and earth, the one who said, let there be, and there was. He's got it in his hand.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Brother Charles, I've done many a baptismal service. Ain't no telling over the years, brother, 300 baptized. I've done it a whole bunch. And I've had a good time doing it. We've shouted, splashed water, and played. I mean, we've had one little boy jump in with a goggles on. Y'all remember that? I've had a lot of baptismal services, Brother Todd, but I ain't never had one where I felt like the Trinity showed up.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you who we're talking about this morning. And you better get it.
Amen.
Sometimes we think we're above things that we are not above. John's down there baptizing Jesus. He's got the Son of God in his hand. A voice comes from heaven and says, hey! This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then the Spirit, in the form of a dove, ascends and lights on the Lamb of God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost all right there together. And John the Baptist right in the middle of it.
Woo!
He has a esteemed position. He made an eternal proclamation. Behold the Lamb of God. He had a excellent privilege to baptize the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet we have these words. In verse number 2, when John had heard in the prison. I'm in the prison. I believe every word's in this book for a reason. I believe where he was had a lot to do with how he felt. We shout and have a good time in here this morning, but I see you waiting room. where you are can change how you feel. When he had heard in the prison the words of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? I'm glad we've got a Bible. I believe this Bible proves itself to be honest and true over and over and over.
Amen.
I believe that this Bible was an honest, and I'm talking about this King James Bible, Brother Charles. If it wasn't honest, the story I just read you wouldn't be in this book. Why would the Lord take the very best he had? The very best. He said there's none risen, born of woman,
amen,
greater than John the Baptist. That's what Jesus said. While John's in the prison questioning him, Jesus said there's none better than John the Baptist. If this book wasn't honest, I don't think he would have ever showed us his best at his weakest. The Lord shows us the very best man he's had. The very best man who's ever lived, according to Jesus Christ. And he shows us him at his weakest place.
Yes.
I'm glad I got a Bible that teaches me I don't have to be super Christian.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
I don't have to be woo, all the time. The Lord allows us from time to time to be human. Now listen, we need to make sure we don't find ourselves where John is and choose to live there.
Right.
I think God's people ought to have more happy days than sad days. Amen. Because we're saved. BJ can stand up and rejoice this morning. 10 years ago yesterday,
amen,
we come to know Christ as his Savior. Thank God we got something to shout about. Hey, but there are going to be days we're going to find ourselves like John and say, I just don't know.
Amen.
I just don't know. I want you to notice a couple of things, and I'm going to be quick this morning. The Lord allows us to see John in his weakest place. I want you to notice in the life of John and in our life, there's going to come a place that will break you. There will be a place that will break you. You'll find yourself in a situation that will literally break you. Anybody know what I mean? Am I by myself this morning? You'll find yourself, man, where you're just literally, literally broken.
Amen.
The last thing you feel like is a Christian.
Amen.
The last thing you feel is spiritual.
Amen.
I'm glad we got a God who understands.
Amen.
When we find ourselves in those places. And I'm glad we got a God who don't want us to give up and he don't want us to quit. I'm glad we got a God who said, hey, let me show old John again.
Yeah, amen.
There's a place that'll break you. John is in a dungeon.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He ain't in the Carroll County Jail with air conditioning and color TV. He's in an old time dungeon. Like you'd see in movies with the castle. He's found himself in a dungeon that's overwhelming.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Those, I'm talking about those places that break. There may be a dungeon that overwhelms you. I preached that message last Sunday again about the cave.
Right.
For some reason, God's got me hung in this spot. Somebody needs some help.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose you.
Amen.
And I don't want to preach a funeral.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to explain to somebody's children why daddy blew his brains out.
Yeah.
I don't want to explain to somebody's kid, my mama overdosed. I don't want to have to go through those dark days. Hey, when we can avoid it.
Amen.
You find yourself in a dungeon that just overwhelms you. Doubt that overtakes you. John, what's he doubting? He's doubting who the Lord is. He's doubting what he's been preaching all this time.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, he said it. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes, he said it. He said, there's one coming after me. Oh, he'd have been preaching Jesus before he got here. And you know what he says? Go ask him. Is it him?
Right.
Amen. What do we look for? Many of you raised your hand while the Lord said, yeah, I get it. There's times when I'm back. Let me tell you something. My hero is sitting behind me. I love this man with all my heart. You know how discouraging it would be to me and Brother Freddie? Brother Charles pulled us in the office and said, boys, I just don't know anymore. I preached this Bible. I've said the King James Bible is the Word of God. I believe this for years, and I've preached it for years, but boys, I don't know it. I've preached Jesus is the only way to heaven, but I'm just not sure. Now, not only is he doubting.
Right.
Now, not only is he discouraged, now we're discouraged. John looks at two of his disciples. What do you do? When your man of God stands up and says, I don't know. Do you know that's happened in churches all over this country? We're a preacher that, and we're pretty hard on, and maybe we shouldn't be. Maybe we don't understand where they are. We don't do our best to stand for this book, to stand for truth, long as we got breath in our body. But can you imagine sitting there and your man of God gets up and says, I just don't know. He's in a dungeon that's overwhelming. He's in doubt that's just overtaking him. It's overtaking his mind. It's overtaking his heart. We're talking about John Baptist, remember?
Amen.
I'm trying to say if he can get there, he can get there.
That's right.
There's a dungeon that's overwhelming. There's a doubt that's overtook him. But there's a distance. It's just outweighed. Not one time, Brother Freddie, did I read that Jesus went to see John. Not one time. If my best preacher boy was in jail for preaching the truth, I'd do my best to see if I could get him out. I'd probably put my deeds in my house up. If they called, said Brother Jesse's in jail for handing out a gospel tract, I'd come get you. I would. Brother Gary, I'd come get you.
Amen.
Brother Freddie, I don't know. I'd pray about it. You know, brother. He's our jail minister, amen. But Jesus didn't even come see him. Jesus said, you just go tell him. Have you ever felt that distance?
Yeah.
Where it felt like the Lord was so far away.
Amen.
That's where John is. Where it seems like God's just a million miles away. I wonder if the thought's running through his head. I was born. My purpose in life was to tell everybody he was coming. And I did exactly what I was supposed to do. I didn't do anything wrong. You know, trouble don't just come when we do wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Trouble comes when you're doing everything you know to do and then some.
Amen.
Can you imagine John's mindset? I did everything I was supposed to do. I did everything the right way. And why am I in jail? Why am I in this dungeon? Where is he? You ever got on your face and said, God, where are you? Where are you? We're going to run up on places in life that will break you. You're going to find yourself in these dungeons. If the greatest man born a woman could find himself there, so can you and I. There's a place that will break you, but I'm glad in verse number 4, there's a precept that will build you. There's a precept that will build you. Jesus said, go show John again. I wonder how many of you would even be here this morning had God not showed up and blessed you again.
Amen.
Again. BJ, what if you'd only felt His presence 10 years ago when you got saved? That's the only time you'd ever heard His voice. That's the only time you'd ever felt His touch. Only time you'd ever felt His power. I doubt you'd be here this morning. I doubt you and Miss Virginia would even be together. Your marriage would have done went sideways. But thank God, wouldn't get down. He shows up again and again and again and again. Thank God, somebody ought to get on the altar this morning and say, God, I need you to touch me one more time. I need to feel that thing deep down in my soul. Somebody don't get touched again. Don't get saved again. I'm saved as I'll ever be. Are we okay this morning? I don't have to get saved again, but I do get in a place where I don't know where God's at. And I don't have the answers. And people look at me, I'm the pastor. I'm supposed to know everything. See that right? There's people come to me, Brother Charles, and stuff I don't know. There's days I don't feel like being a pastor. There's days I'm only here because I am. If I wasn't a pastor, I'd do like a lot of you. I'd lay out. Somebody help me now. All of you ain't going to work tomorrow because you want to. Y'all all right? I'm glad He can come by in the darkness.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
And show you again. Remember the first time Ashley and Brother Todd them sang that song, they just sung a while ago, Why Should I Work? Why should I fear? First time they ever sang in the church, I sat in that chair right there. And I've been worrying myself sick over something. It was consuming my mind. It was consuming my heart. It was one of them days I'd really rather been fishing.
Yeah.
Sitting right here in this chair, up top. I don't know if he'd come out of that pen. I don't know where he come from. But the Holy Spirit sat down right there. Throwing His arms around me. And said, I ain't far away as you think I am. I'm not as distant as you seem to feel like I am. Hey, it's going to be all right. I'm right here. You don't have to worry. Just trust me. And He touched me again.
Amen.
Somebody needs Him to touch you again.
Yes.
There's a place that will break you. There's a precept that will build you. Let me just give you this, my cool. There's proof that will bless you.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
There's proof that will bless you. Human nature, this is the way we are. That's just, it's human. This is your flesh. You focus on what's wrong. Every one of us. The devil will take the smallest of problems and magnify them.
Yes, sir.
Like a rifle scope or a telescope. Are you listening? And all you'll do is think about what's wrong.
Right.
Amen. You say, well, what's the truth? Mark chapter number 4. You remember when Jesus fed the 5,000? Y'all remember that? He took that little boy's lunch, a couple of crackers and some sardines, is about all the money to it. And he blessed it. And he broke it. And they didn't just feed everybody, they fed everybody all they wanted. You remember what he told the disciples to do at the end of that meal? Brother Charles, do you remember?
Yes, sir.
He told them to gather up the fragments that remain.
Yes, sir.
Now, somebody knows your Bible a little bit, you help me. I'm trying to hurry and close this thing down this morning. Can anybody tell me how many baskets they took up?
12.
Let it get 12? All right, now, the next chapter, the Lord's going to send them boys away in a boat. Anybody tell me how many disciples got in that boat? 12. I got a feeling every one of them had a basket between their feet. They got a little worried on that trip, too. Spiritually this morning, she looked between her feet. That's proof and bless you. You might just need to pull the lid off your basket. Thank God for the
fragments.
Yeah. I'm good. Time to look around you. I set your wife, your son, your daughter, you're spanking a little boy, your son-in-law.
Thank God!
Got two more grandbabies running down here somewhere. Somebody needs to take the lid off your basket. Jesse, your boy got saved last night.
Yes, sir.
Just about everybody in your family's got saved since y'all got here, except you. Amen. I couldn't help that. Sometimes we just think, hey, sometimes we just think, fix that basket up and go, oh, my, God has been good to me. God has blessed me. I ain't got nothing to find in that. Hey, God's been so good.
Yes, sir.
There's some proof that'll bless you. What I did this morning, I walked back there to the nursery and I played with the cutest little old boy back there. You know whose boy it was? It was your boy. It was your boy that you thought you might not ever get to see again. That was your youngin. Hey, I'm saying, take the lid off the basket and just look how God really has been to you. Somebody will get happy this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Touch us again, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
In your basket.
Right.
You know what he did for me? Exactly what he did for the disciples. He took my nothing.
Amen.
Hey. He didn't bring nothing to him. 10 years ago, you didn't have nothing to offer him.
Amen.
You just brought him an old sinful life.
Amen.
An old wicked body and flesh.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I think we brought him less than the little boy did. Little boy at least brought him something he could use. I brought him something useless. And you know what he's done? He's multiplied it, and he's multiplied it, and he's multiplied it, and he's multiplied it. But yet in my flesh, I sit there like John, and I doubt, and I get discouraged, and I get down. Hey, every now and then, just open that bag. Look at them babies. Look at them grandbabies.
Amen.
Think about your name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Grab back in the face of the devil and shout her out. Say, I might be in a dungeon right now, but he is alive. Amen. I might be down right now, but the deaf are hearing, and the blind are seeing, and the lame are walking. I might be in a bad place, but I hadn't listened to my God. A little bit. Touch me again, boy. Touch me again. I haven't seen somebody stirred up in a long time.
Amen.
Help him, Lord.
Amen.
Boy, we need God moving in our heart.
Amen.
I know some of you have had so much bad go on. Seem like bad news after bad news after bad news. And mostly, be honest with you, and some of you, I know you think I'm pointing you out. That's all right. I love you.
Come on.
It seems like most of it is monetary.
Amen.
Stuff.
Amen.
You ain't lost no baby.
That's the truth.
You're still in church.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Your kids still singing in that youth choir. I'll be up there tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not making light of the bad situation, but look in the bad situation.
Yeah.
Amen.
Old Carl stands up over and testifies all the time. Brags about his wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She about got you straightened out. Almost four years ago. You didn't have a bed to lay down in. Homes and hooked on drugs. The devil will tell you before you know, hey, you ain't going to get out of this. Open your basket.
Amen.
Right.
Open your basket.
Yes, sir, brother.
We sat here a few Sunday nights and listened to these girls.
Yeah.
Thank God for yesterday.
Yeah.
My niece wouldn't have had the wedding she had.
Amen.
About the work y'all did.
That's right. Amen.
Just did here a few weeks ago, testify, talk about what God's doing.
Amen.
Brother Jason, the devil will tell you, you ain't doing no good. Yeah. Ain't nobody getting no hell. You can pull that lid off.
Amen.
Get you somebody to pray for you. It's a place of a break. We all want to get there. There's a precept of guilt. If you want the Lord, touch you again. There's proof. It'll bless you. We thought if y'all would come this song. I don't know about you, but I'm too late.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The Lord has spoiled me absolutely rotten.
Right.
Amen. He gives me just about everything I ask Him for. Sometimes what I need it is not.
Amen.
He loves me.
Amen.
He loves me. You know what? He loved John too. While John's sending the message, I don't even know if it's really him. Jesus said, well, I'll tell you this about John. There ain't never been one no better. Jesus is bragging on him even when he's down and out. Stand at our feet this morning.